We'll start the offering by going to Leviticus 23, verse 27. Also, on the 10th day of the 7th month, there shall be a day of atonement. And this is what it is. It shall be a holy convocation unto you, and you shall afflict your souls, and offering, and offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And we all come on this day, this beautiful day, as the Lord says, with the offering, which is a joy always to give, for He gave us our life, He gave us everything, and there's no looking back. We came in Adam and Eve's costume, and here we are, dressed, beautiful dresses and nice ties. Thanks be to God. With that, we'll go to Deuteronomy 16:16. Well, it says, three times in a year shall all the males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and the feast of weeks, and the feast of tabernacles. And they shall not appear before the Lord empty. And this is exactly where I want to go. They shall not appear before the Lord empty with an offering. And when you look at that, shall not appear before the Lord empty. I always remember in the days of the worldwide, I had a member there, was a good friend, and he always liked to joke around. And one time, joking around, he said, "Oh, you know what God says there, not to come empty." He said that his bank account is getting low. You know, and he joked around. Of course not. His bank account is not going low, and neither is ours. But you know, even the offering that the Lord tells us to give brings joy to all of us. It brings the fruits of the Holy Spirit to come into action, because, you know, we just heard the apostle, God speaking to the apostle this past Sabbath on the first message that the apostle gave, and how God spoke to him that when we cooperate as a co-worker and with the offerings, we are helping the Lord to do the work. And what more joy can we have but to do this? So with this, I would like to bring to the attention with this offering that when God says for us to do something, it brings the fruits of the Holy Spirit to be put into action, and it brings joy. So with that, let me go to a scripture now in Revelation 3. Revelation 3, verse 20. With the offering and helping God do the work, when the apostle was here, it was a joy to be able to know, to be a part in the body of Christ, to help the apostle, to help God to do the work. And in these end times, when the church has been gotten all scattered, because as we saw, the baton was passed, and then everyone turned against the man and the voice that they all heard. We all heard. When we got our calling, we heard the voice of God speaking to that man, and he brought us to be able to recognize the place where we have to be. But then he dies, and then the betrayal comes. But even in these end times, we find groups and people loyal and faithful, like this Church of God in Wales. You know, we see, we look in the internet, and we read, and we see how trying to get back on track, and help us all. It is a help to us that are here, but not only to us, but to Christ to do a work. Because before he vomits them into a tribulation, and he says, look at what he says. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. You hear that knock, and people go to the internet, and they really, it doesn't matter which group, or they talk to people that still trying to get back on track and do not drop the first things that we heard from the wife of our youth in the church. And that knock, you know, many things the Lord, when that door is open, the Lord is saying to them about getting back on track. And one thing is, we go to 2 Timothy. Let's go to 2 Timothy. Verse 14. He says, oh, Lord, how you doing, Lord? You're knocking. He says, yes, I'm trying to remind you, when you go to the internet and you're reading those things, and you remember to continue in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of knowing of whom you learned them. To remember that first voice, to remember when they first came here. Remember where they heard the voice of God. Hearing thunder, just like Israel heard the thunders. But he spoke through a man, that he always has used men to be able to come and to speak. In the same way we help the Lord by witnessing ourselves, and when we meet some people, and to remind them exactly where we're at, and remind them exactly why we are in the group where we are. Because we remember what the Lord told us, and we remember whom we learned from. And going to Malachi, Malachi 2:15. And the Lord says to him, and let none deal, in the middle of the verse at the end, and let none deal treacherously against the wife of his youth. You know, speaking bad, because, you know, speak to us smooth things, things that we used to have when we used to be in the world, so that we can have fun with them and do those things what the Lord don't like, and to go back to those things. You know, speaking bad about the man, help them recognize where God wanted all to be, so that we can reach that moment of that change when the Lord comes. And these offerings are a blessing to be able to give them, to be able to have the joy in our life, to know that we are cooperating with the Lord to still do a work. Because you know how many can be confused and just need a little hand, and just going to the internet or having someone to talk to and remind them, remember. And who knows? Maybe someone will just come and think and get down on their knees and be able to open that door and let the Lord in. And go back to that wife or the youth and remember the voice. So with this, I just want to, you know, to certify with this, how even giving an offering brings joy. So we go to the final scripture, 2 Corinthians 9:7, a famous with the offering scripture that we all always use. Every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly. How can we give grudgingly? Even though, who knows, when God says that, maybe someone, but helping the Lord, helping God, helping other people. Out of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. So even in the offerings that we give, we see the love of God put into action. We're helping God, ourselves, to put into practice the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Now, we're going to collect the offering. And with that, we'll have special music. It will be Sylvia Duke from Psalm 68. Let the foes of God all scatter.